Where those big ideas about purpose and belief become really concrete, directly guiding or trying to guide human behavior. The sources mention Christian deontology, notes the, linear order of the Ten Commandments, but points out there isn't usually a clear order for the seven deadly sins. But then comes this really clever idea, bipolaridades entre mandamientos y pecados, these bipolar relationships between them. That sounds incredibly insightful, pairing them up, like showing their opposites, mirror images.
Exactly. And what's really insightful isn't just that they can be paired, but what this act of pairing reveals. It suggests this universal human drive to find structure, even in something as complex and, seemingly subjective as morality. It hints that maybe, across different traditions, we're always trying to balance actions and their opposites, virtues and vices. It points to this deep need for ethical coherence.
A need for order in ethics.
Precisely. So, for example, amar a Dios, love God, is put opposite no banalizar a Dios, don't treat God lightly, and that's linked to the sin of suburbia pride. This structure gives you a clear, almost, well, almost mathematical way to see the links between moral duties and their opposites, the transgressions. It even highlights that with only seven sins, you're kind of missing one to perfectly balance eight of the commandments. And then it logically proposes a new sin, mentira, lying.
Ah, filling the gap.
Right. And it brings in virtues too, like humility and diligentsia, diligence, weaving them into this very detailed, interconnected moral web where everything seems to have its counterpoint.
And it doesn't stop there. It brings in meme axes from an economist, C. Cipolla, adding new commandments like no sur ingenuo, don't be naive, and no abuser potter, don't abuse power, which then get linked to new sins like estupidez, stupidity, and treason, I have to admit. Seeing the street version listed definitely made me smile. And rola que con tus viejos, basically, hang out with your folks instead of honor thy father and mother.
Yeah.
Or no vayas de goys for don't think you're all that. It's brilliant. It makes these potentially heavy ideas feel instantly relatable. Like the framework is saying, look, this isn't just ancient history. It's about how we actually live, trying not to be, a pringle gal, a loser.
Exactly. And really shows an effort to make these complex moral ideas accessible, applicable in different contexts, whether it's ancient scripture or modern slang. It demonstrates that maybe the underlying principles of ethical structure are pretty universal, even if the language we use changes drastically.
That's a fascinating deep dive into morality.